今天的题目是低基督那么经文是启示帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节到第十二节，我请金灵弟兄上来读今天的经文。
The topic today is the Antichrist, and the scripture is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, and Andy's going to read it in Chinese.
我们只是用中文念如果你有英文的，你跟着看。
It's only going to be read in Chinese, so if you have the English Bible, please follow.
我们一起打开圣经，在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节到第十二节。弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来，他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切，称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。我还在你们那里的时候曾把这些事告诉你们，你们不记得吗？现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到了的时候才可以显露，因为那不法的隐逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去，那时这不法的人必显露出来，主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动，行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的歧视，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救，故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
这个第一基督到底是谁？
Who is the Antichrist?
我们在过去有不少的人做了一些猜测。
And in the past, people have taken a guess.
那么有人说以前的一位美国总统叫做 John F. Kennedy, 他是一位敌基督。
In the past, people have said that our past president John F. Kennedy is one.
那么在去年在这个美国竞选总统的时候
And last year during the presidential election
那么我就到网上去看
I went on the net
那么有人甚至说美国的总统 Obama 是一位敌基督
Some people had said that President Obama is the Antichrist
那么在1930年后期到1940年初期的时候
And at the later half of 1930 and the beginning of 1940,
那么当这个希特勒征服了欧洲好几个国家之后
，and after Hitler had conquered several countries,
那么有很多人就认为这个希特勒就是那位敌基督。
Many people had thought that Hitler was the Antichrist.
那么在1941年的时候，出版了一个小册子。
And in 1941, there was a pamphlet published.
这个小册子的名字叫做 The Beast, The False Prophet, and Hitler.
And the name of the pamphlet is called The Beast, The False Prophet, and Hitler.
那么这个小册子说明这个希特勒这个名字如何配合这个启示录十三章第十八节所讲那个号码666。
And this pamphlet explained the name Hitler.How it coincided with what was mentioned in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, the number 666.
然后比如说比如说这个 A 是代表100、哦、
So for example, if A represents the number 100,
然后 B 呢代表101
and B represents the number 101
然后 C 呢就102
C represents number 102
那么你如果你放下去的话，这个 H 是代表107。
So if you continue to count, then H represents number 107.
然后 I 呢是108。
I represent number 108.
然后 T 呢是代表119。
T represents number 119.
然后 L 呢代表111。
L represents number 111。
然后 E 呢是代表104
E represents number 104
R 呢是代表117
And R represents number 117
如果你把那边号码加起来的话
And if you add them all up together
666
It equals 666
所以你看到 Hitler 是不是这个敌基督呢
So, do you think Hitler was the Antichrist?
但是 Hitler 已经过世了。
But Hitler, has died.
那么圣经里面讲这位敌基督到底是谁？
So, what did the Bible say about the Antichrist?
敌基督在圣经里面这个名词只是出现了四次。
The name Antichrist has appeared in the Bible for only four times.
那么这四次都是在约翰一书跟二书里面。
And they all appeared in 1 John and 2 John.
也就是在约翰一书二章十八节、二十四节跟四章第三节。
And it appeared in 1 John chapter 2, chapter 22, I mean chapter 2 verse 18, chapter 2 verse 22, Chapter 4, verse 3.
还有约翰二书第七节。
And 2 John, verse 7.
那么虽然这个敌基督这个名词只是出现四次。
Even though the name Antichrist only appeared for four times.
但是圣经里面其他的地方却用不同的名词来形容这个敌基督。
But in different parts of the Bible, The Antichrist was described with different terms.
比如说在但以理书第八章第二十三节。
For example, in Daniel chapter 8 verse 23.
那么说这个敌基督是一个凶恶的王。
The Antichrist was described as a fierce king.
然后讲到罪恶满盈的人。
And it is a master of intrigue.
那么然后在但以理书第九章二十六节说。
And then in Daniel 9:26 it says,
他说必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所。
He said there will be a king who will come and destroy the holy place.
然后在但以理书十一章二十一节。
And then in Daniel chapter 11:21,
讲到敌基督是一个卑鄙的人。
The Antichrist was described as a despicable man.
那么刚才我们读那段经文
And then the scripture we just read
也就是帖撒罗尼迦书二章后书第二章
And it is the second Thessalonians chapter 2
那么很详细的讲到这个敌基督这个人
Describe the Antichrist in detail.
然后比如说二章第八节讲到敌基督是一个不法的人
For example, in verse 8 of chapter 2 it says he is the lawless one.
到底这个敌基督是谁
？So who is this Antichrist？
那么除了这些经文，在启示录，也就是圣经最后一本书
，And so besides the scripture we just quoted in Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible，
在十三章第一节
，In chapter 13 verse 1，
他说这个敌基督从海上出来的一个兽。
He said this Antichrist is a beast coming out of the sea。
那么敌基督很明显的 告诉我们他就是跟基督敌对。
So from the name Antichrist, he is definitely an enemy of God.
那么他所做的都是与神相反的。
What he does is in complete opposite to what God does.
那么这个敌呢，还有它的意思就是说代替的意思。
And the word anti means instead of.
那么换句话说，敌基督不止跟神敌对。
So not only is this Antichrist an enemy of God,
他也说他是就是那位基督。
He will say that he is the Christ.
那么这个敌基督到底是谁呢？
So who is this Antichrist?
那么圣经无论在旧约圣经或者新约圣经都有讲到这个人。
So in the Bible, it was mentioned both in the Old and the New Testament about this Antichrist.
但却没有讲到到底他是谁。
But did not clearly state who he is.
很多人都想知道，就是这个人到底是谁。
A lot of people want to know who is he exactly.
那么可能你也想知道他是谁。
Maybe you also want to know who he is.
刚才读那段经文，《帖撒罗尼迦后书》二章。相当的详细的讲到形容到这个敌基督这个人。
The scripture that was just read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 described this man.
那么这段经文里面也讲到这个敌基督会在教会被提后才显露出来。
The scripture told us that Antichrist will appear after the rapture of the church.
那么如果你知道这个敌基督是谁的话，
So if you know who this Antichrist is,
那你就是会被遗留下来。
Then you are the one who have been left behind.
因为敌基督的显现是在教会被提后才显现出来。
Because Antichrist will appear after the rapture of the church.
啊，希望你不知道这个敌基督是谁。
So hopefully you won't know who the Antichrist is.
那么虽然我们不知道这个敌基督是谁，
So even though we don't know who Antichrist is,
但是圣经却告诉我们他是怎样的一个人。
The Bible did tell us what kind of a person he is.
那么圣经也告诉我们他是他的来龙去脉。
And the Bible also tell us his coming and his going.
在这个启示录十二章谈到一条大红龙。
In Revelation chapter 12, it talks about a red dragon.
那么这条龙基本上就是指魔鬼撒旦。
This dragon referred to Satan, the devil.
然后你讲到这条龙被甩在地上。
And it talks about how the dragon was placed on earth.
然后在启示录第十三章讲到这条龙或者这撒旦把他的权力把他的座位交给这位敌基督。
And in chapter 13 of Revelation talks about how Satan transferred his power to the Antichrist.
我们可以在圣经里面启示录十三章跟但以理书第七章讲到这个敌基督如何在政治上宗教上取得这个权力。
And from Revelation chapter 13 and Daniel chapter 7, it talk about how this Antichrist will gain power both politically and on the religious realm.
那么但以理书第七章讲到这个敌基督在这个政坛上得到这个权力。
In Daniel chapter 7, it describes how the Antichrist will gain power politically.
那么当他出现的时候，他不会隆重的宣告。
And as he appears, he is not going to make a big announcement.
他也不会说，我就是那位敌基督，我在这里。
He is not going to say, here I am the Antichrist.
敌基督将会从一个很小的政治人物出现。
He is going to appear as a minor political person.
那么圣经跟预言讲到这个敌基督开始的时候，他是一个小小的一个角。
And in the Bible, it talk about this Antichrist as he appeared as a little horn.
那么然后他成为一个很大的角。
And then it grew to be a big horn.
所以开始的时候他没有任何的名声。
So in the very beginning, he has no reputation of any sort.
但是慢慢的他的权力越来越大。
But then gradually he will gain power.
那么使徒约翰在这个启示录里面讲到这个人，这个敌基督将会从万人中出来。
And in Revelation, John told us that he is going to come out of people.
如果你看启示录十三章第一节，
If you look at Revelation chapter 13 verse 1.
他讲这里, 我又看见一个兽从海中上来, 有十角气头, 在十角上戴上十个冠冕, 气头上有亵渎的名号。
It says, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name.
那么这节经文里面所讲的海是指世上的人类。
And the sea here referred to people in the world.
特别是讲外邦人。
Especially referring to the Gentiles.
所以敌基督是一个普通的人从普通的人当中出来。
So the Antichrist is a common man out of the common man.
那么上次我谈到这个欧洲联盟。
Last time I talked about the European Union.
那么从圣经的预言里面讲到欧洲联盟是这个古罗马的附身。
And the Bible said the European Union is the revival of the old Roman Empire.
我们也谈到这个欧洲联盟在过去几十年当中是现在我们的眼前。
And that we talk about how the European Union is appearing in front of our eyes.
那么圣经的预言讲到这位敌基督就从这个欧洲联盟出来。
And the Bible tells us that this Antichrist will come out of the European Union.
所以很明显的, Obama 不是敌基督。
So very clearly, Obama is not the Antichrist.
那么可能这位敌基督已经来到这个世界上了。
So it's very possible that the Antichrist is already on earth.
他还没有长大成人。
He may not have grown to a man yet.
但是没有人知道。
But nobody knows.
那么圣经说当这个敌基督显现的时候, 教会已经被移到天上去了。
But the Bible said that when the Antichrist appeared, the church has already been raptured.
那么虽然圣经没有告诉我们敌基督什么时候会出现,
Even though the Bible did not tell us the exact time when the Antichrist will appear,
但是圣经却有不少的异兆讲到耶稣基督再来。
But the Bible tells us many signs of when Jesus will return.
因为敌基督显现的时候也是主耶稣将要再来的时候。
Because the appearance of the Antichrist is the time when Jesus will return.
那么在过去的人类历史里面,
And in the past human history,
那么撒旦利用好些基督与基督敌对的人来对抗神还有对抗那些跟随神的人。
Satan has used different men to be enemies of God and followers of God.
但是圣经讲到敌基督将会在大灾难的时候出现。
But the Bible tells us this Antichrist will appear during the Great Tribulation.
那么这个敌基督将会成为撒旦的工具。
He will become the tool of Satan.
他将会实行那些罪恶的行为。
He is going to unleash evil deeds.
所以圣经称他为一个沉沦之子或者不法之人。
And so the Bible described this person as the lawless one.
所以这个人他是一个人但是不是一个普通的人。
He is a man, but he is not a common man.
所以这个敌基督跟罪有密切的关系。
This Antichrist is closely linked to sin.
他的目的就是行罪恶的事情。
His purpose is to do evil deeds.
并且与神对抗。
And to be enemy of God.
他行罪恶的事情行到一个极点。
He will do evil deeds to the extreme.
那么所以圣经称他为沉沦之子。
And so the Bible described this person as the doomed one.
如果你看圣经的话, 圣经也称这个犹大 是一位沉沦之子。
And the Bible also describes Judah the same way.
那么这位基督徒他所做的将会导致他的灭亡。
This Antichrist, what he will do is going to lead to his downfall.
他与神对抗。
He will be the enemy of God.
就好像撒旦当他堕落以后他一直与神对抗。
Just as Satan, after he has fallen from glory, has become the enemy of God.
那么圣经也讲到这位敌基督不止与神对抗, 他也高抬自己。
The This Antichrist not only is he going to be the enemy of God, he also will lift himself up.
所以他的性格跟撒旦一模一样。
So his characteristics is the very same of Satan.
我们知道在圣经里面以赛亚书讲到这位撒旦。
We know that in the Bible, the book of Isaiah talk about Satan.
我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众心以上。
He said, I will lift myself up, I will lift my seat above all.
我要坐在祭位山上，在北方的祭处。
And I will sit north of... And said, I will lift myself up to be equal with God.
所以这位基督徒，他基本上好像撒旦一样。
So he basically is like Satan.
他坐在高处，希望所有的人来敬拜他。
He wants to sit on high places so that other people can worship him.
刚才我讲到，这位敌基督在教会被提后，他将会显露。
Just now I said that the Antichrist will appear after the rapture of the church.
那么刚才金灵弟兄读那段经文，讲到这个敌基督在那个拦阻的东西被除去以后，他将会出现。
And just now the scripture also tells us when the obstacle is removed, then he will appear.
那么到底这个拦阻的东西是什么？
So what is this obstacle?
那么有很多圣经学者讲到这个拦阻就是指那个圣灵。
And a lot of Bible scholars have thought that the obstacle is the Holy Spirit.
所以当教会被提到天上去之后，
And so after the rapture of the church,
那么圣灵就不在这个地上了。
The Holy Spirit will no longer be on earth.
圣灵也没有必要留在这个地上。
The Holy Spirit has no more purpose on earth.
因为教会已经被提到天上去了。
Because the church has already been lifted.
那么圣经也讲到教会是世界上的光和盐。
The Bible also said that the church is the salt and the light of the world.
光能够照亮一个黑暗的地方。
Light can shine, can brighten a place.
盐能够保护这个社会的腐败。
And salt can prevent corruption of the society.
所以当教会被提到天上去之后，
So after the rapture of the church,
这个地上，这个社会将会没有一个道德的标准。
There will no longer be any moral standards on earth.
那么举个例子。
For example,
在美国，如果不是教会的反对。
In the U.S., if it is not the objection of the church,
那么这个同性恋跟这个堕胎的事情将会越来越严重。
Homosexuality and abortion will be running rampant.
在上个月，我们知道，这个新墨西哥州他们要。通过这个同性恋的婚姻。
We know that last month, the New Mexico wanted to pass a law for homosexual marriage.
那么受到很多教会的反对。
But many churches had objected.
所以造成这个同性恋的婚姻没有被通过。
So this did not get passed.
所以在这种情况之下，
So under this kind of condition,
也就是当教会被提走之后，
That is after the church has been raptured,
也就是在这个圣灵已经不在的时候，
And it is during the time when there is no longer the Holy Spirit's presence.
那么圣经里面讲到敌基督好像一个被放出来的一个猛兽一样。
The Bible said that this Antichrist is like an unleashed Beast.
他将会显露他罪恶的行为。
He will show his evil deeds.
他的目的就是要抵挡神。
His purpose is to act in opposition to God.
他要高抬自己。
He wants to lift himself up.
他要超过一切称为神和一切受人敬拜的，基在甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。
He wants to lift himself up above.All things that are being worshipped above God, and he wants to call himself God.
所以在那个时候将会有这个离道反教的事情发生。
And so during that time there will be rebellion and also apostasy.
所以敌基督将会抵挡所有的宗教。
So Antichrist will be in objection to all religion.
无论是真是假的，他都会强迫他们来敬拜他。
No matter whether the religion is real or not, He will force them to worship Him.
所以当这些事情发生的时候，
So when all this happened,
所以主耶稣在马太福音24章形容这些将要发生的事情。
Jesus described all these signs in Matthew 24.
他说你们看见先知但以理所做的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地。
He said, so when you see standing in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation.
所以当主耶稣讲到这个那毁坏可憎的事情的时候，
And when Jesus talked about this abomination that causes desolation,
他是指这件事情将会在大灾难三年半那个后期的时候发生。
He is talking about all these that will appear at the later half of the tribulation, the last 3.5 years.
那么在这个时候，敌基督就显露他那个罪恶的行为。
So at that time, the Antichrist will show his evil deeds.
那么这个是有史以来从来没有看过的事情。
And these are deeds that has never been done before.
也是一段很恐怖的时期。
And it is a horrible period.
我曾经讲过，如果你要知道那个情况，你就去看启示录第六章到第十九章。
I have told you, if you really want to know what happened during that time, go look at Revelation chapter 6 to 9.
那么敌撒旦将会利用这个敌基督来控制整个世界的经济。
And so Satan, through this Antichrist, will control the economic power of the whole world.
所以只有那些有受的印记的人才可以做买卖。
And so only those that have the seal of the beast can do business.
所以刚才我讲那个666就是受的印记。
And the 666 that I've mentioned is the seal of the beast.
那么到底这个666是什么东西？
So what exactly is this 666?
圣经讲这个号码是兽的印记。
And the Bible said it is the mark of the beast.
那个兽就是指敌基督。
And the beast is referred to as the Antichrist.
圣经也讲到只有跟随敌基督的人才有这个印记。
And the Bible said only those who follow the Antichrist will have this mark.
这个印记到底是什么东西？
What is this mark exactly?
那么有人说可能是一个很小的一个电路片种在人的身上。
Somebody has said that maybe it is a microchip that is implanted in people.
就好像现在的这个宠物这个狗啊。
Just like our pet, you know, like the dog.
如果你要申请这个执照的话。
If you are going to get a permit for it.
你必须在这个狗或者这个猫的身上种下这个电路片。
You have to have a your pet, you know, either a dog or a cat microchipped.
那么如果这个狗遗失的话，他们还可以找回来。
And so if the dog was lost, they can find him.
所以以后我们要去买东西的时候，你必须要去 scan, you know?
So maybe later if you're going to go buy food, you're going to have to be scanned.
或者这个电路片种在你的头上。
Or maybe this microchip is in your head.
所以你到或者 Walmart 去买东西的时候，一定要给它 scan 一下。
So maybe if you go to Walmart, your head will need to be scanned.
不然的话你不可以买东西。
Otherwise, you will not be able to buy anything.
那么这个电路片也可以知道你在哪里。
This microchip will also let people know where you are.
所以这个很微小的电路片可以装上很多的资料。
This little microchip can have a lot of information.
我们可以想象到这位敌基督使用这个高科技来控制这个整个世界。
And so you can imagine this Antichrist used this high technological advance to control the whole world.
来实行他的罪恶的行为。
And to do unleash his evil deeds.
那么在这个大灾难那个期间里面。
And during the tribulation.
那么圣经也讲到人还有机会相信耶稣。
The Bible said people will still have a chance to believe in Christ.
但是是一件非常非常困难的事情。
But it is an extremely difficult thing to do.
在启示录第七章讲到一个数字144,000的犹太人相信耶稣得救。
In Revelation chapter 7, it talks about a number which is 144,000 Jews.
那么这些得救的犹太人，他们 负起这个福音的责任。
These Jews will then take up the burden of spreading the gospel.
把这个福音传给别人。
And they will spread the gospel to others.
那么同样的，根据启示录第七章。
And according to Revelation chapter 7.
也有不少的外邦人听了福音，得到这个救恩。
A number of Gentiles will come to believe.
但是他们承受了大灾难的痛苦，才得到这个救恩。
But they must endure the hardship of the tribulation in order to have this, in order to accept salvation.
他们需要付上很大的代价。
They have to pay a great price.
那么无论如何，如果在那个时候要相信耶稣的话。
No matter what, during that time, if you are going to believe in Jesus Christ,
这些人必须要很坚定地拒绝这个敌基督。
These people must have a firm conviction to go against the Antichrist.
他们也必须很坚定地拒绝戴上这个兽的印记。
And they must also refuse to have the mark of the beast.
所以在但以理书第七章二十五节描述到这个敌基督的行为。
So in Daniel chapter 7 verse 25, it describes what this Antichrist will do.
那么这节经文讲到，他必向至高者说夸大的话，必折磨至高者的圣名。
He said he will speak against the Most High and oppress his saints.
这位敌基督将会去折磨这些信耶稣的人。
He will oppress those who believe in Jesus.
我们都知道这个折磨的意思。
We know torture, the meaning of torture.
Torture 或者折磨不是一下子就把一个人的生命结束掉。
Torture does not take away a person's life right away.
而是用一些很残酷的方法使到一个人慢慢的死去。
And it is to use some extremely torturous methods to slowly cause the person to die.
我听过一些长辈跟我告诉我一些故事。
I have heard of some story told to me by some elders.
那么当这个日本人进攻东南亚的时候
，As the Japanese invade Far East Asia.
那么日本人用了一些很残酷的方法来折磨这些抗日的人。
The Japanese use very torturous methods to oppress those people who are against them.
那么其中一个方法就是灌水。
And one of the methods was they fill a person up with water.
就是用水来灌他们。
They fill a person up. They stick a hose in the person.
然后灌到那个肚子很大的时候。
And as the stomach rolls.
然后就用脚这样踩下去。
And then they will step on the stomach.
然后那个水就吐出来。
Then they will vomit the water up.
然后他们就连续地做下去。
And they continue repeatedly doing this.
那么我们看到这些折磨无论多残酷。
We can see no matter how torturous these methods are.
也比不上在大灾难里面所讲的一个折磨。
We'll have no comparison to the torture during the Great Tribulation.
如果你看启示录的话那边讲到那些人要求死，但是不能够死。
If you look at Revelation, it mentioned that during that period of time, people want to die, but they were not allowed to.
如果你还没有相信耶稣的话
，If you have not believed in Jesus,
现在就是相信耶稣的时候了。
Now is the time for you to do so.
因为信耶稣的人，得救的人，他们将会被提到天上去。
Because those who have believed in Jesus Christ would have been raptured already.
他们将会逃离这个大灾难。
They would escape the tribulation.
没有信耶稣的人将会遗留下来。
People who did not believe in Jesus will be left behind.
来面对这个大灾难的痛苦。
To face the pain and suffering during tribulation.
我刚才也讲过，在大灾难的期间，要信耶稣不是一个简单的事情。
I just said.During tribulation, if you want to believe in Jesus Christ, it is not a simple task.
如果你要信耶稣的话，是现在。
If you want to believe in Jesus Christ, right now is the time.
敌基督他的所作所为，圣经讲到最终将会引起一场大战争。
What the Antichrist did will lead to a final battle.
这是有史以来从来没有看过的大战争。
And it is a battle that has never been seen before.
神有他的安排，还有他的时间。
God has his arrangement and his timing.
神不会允许这个撒旦继续他的罪恶的行为。
God will not allow Satan to continue with his deeds.
所以时间到了，神将会施行他的审判。
And so when the time comes, God will come with judgment.
所以主耶稣在大灾难结束的时候。
So at the closing of tribulation.
然后圣经讲到他将会从天降临。
Jesus will come on earth.
与敌基督跟撒旦征战。
And we'll fight, we'll have this battle with the Antichrist and Satan.
那么这场征战就是启示录16章16节所说那个哈米奇多顿大战。
And this battle is recorded in Revelation chapter 16, verse 16.
那么那边讲到这个大战将会有从北方、南方和东方的军队来到以色列那边征战。
And the battle of Armageddon will include countries from the north, the south, and the east.
我将会在几个星期后讲到这个哈米奇多顿大战。
I will be talking about this battle in a few weeks.
所以当主耶稣从天降临的时候
，So as Jesus descends from heaven，
那么圣经也讲到他将会把这个敌基督灭绝掉。
The Bible says he will then destroy this Antichrist.
刚才我们看那段经文，《帖撒罗尼迦后书》二章。
The scripture we just looked at, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第八节讲到那时不法之人必显露出来。
In verse 8 it says, and then the lawless one will be revealed.
那么主耶稣将要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
Whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming.
所以这节经文里面我们看到两个动词。
In this verse, we saw two verbs.
那么一个就是灭绝，一个就是把它废掉。
One is overthrow, one is destroy.
那么这两个动词都是同样的含义。
They both mean the same thing.
但是他们的意思不是讲灭绝掉。
But the meaning is not destruction.
不是一了了之的事情。
It is not once it's destroyed, that's the end of it.
而是永永远远处在神的审判当中。
It is under the eternal judgment of God.
这个审判就是启示录二十章十节所讲的审判。
And this is the judgment mentioned in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受苦，直到永永远远。
And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophets were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
这个地方也是那些没有信耶稣的人所要去的地方。
And this is the place where non-believers will also end up.
敌基督将会从这个欧洲联盟出来。
The Antichrist will come forth from the European Union.
欧洲联盟已经成立了。
The European Union has already been formed.
所以敌基督随时的会出现。
So the Antichrist will appear anytime.
他的出现将会导致大灾难的到来。
And his appearance will lead to the tribulation.
他的出现将会导致耶稣基督再来。
And his appearance will also lead to the second coming of Christ.
你和我是否有做好准备？
Are you and I ready?
让我重新低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
也求主你帮助我们能够警醒的等待。
Help us to wait alertly.
让我们能够明白圣经里面所说的预言。
Help us to understand what is said in the Bible.
让我们不要沉睡在门当中。
Help us not to be drowsy.
不明白圣经所说的。
To not understand what the Bible said.
也求主帮助我们每一个人在我们生活里面过一个圣洁敬虔的生活。
And help each one of us to live a holy life.
等待耶稣基督的再来。
To wait upon the coming of Jesus Christ.
我们把每一位弟兄姐妹交在你的手中。
We lift up every brother and sisters in your hands.
我们也把那些还没有信耶稣的人交在你的手中。
We also lift up the non-believers.
求主你怜悯他们。
Please have mercy on them.
让他们打开他们的心门，让耶稣进入他们的心中。
Open their hearts so that Jesus Christ can enter in.
让他们也能够得到这个宝贵的救恩。
So that they too may receive this salvation.
使到他们不需要承受这个永恒的审判。
So that they will not need to endure the eternal judgment.
天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.